Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth Green, and you are listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark, and I am so hot, I would desperately like a glass of water. Please, please, give me some water.
This is Cindy Preston, and I'm with Mark on Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Melissa Peterman from CMT's The Singing Bee and the television show Reba, and I have to tell you, I just have to get it off my chest, I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi there. This is Faith Roscoe from General Hospital. You're listening to Mark on Somewhere in Vegas. And you better watch out. We know how to find you if you're not listening.
Hi, this is Shannon Egan from Whippet. And I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hey, this is Lee Allen Baker with Somewhere in Vegas. Talking with Mark Whittaque.
This is Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Somewhere in Vegas with your host, Mark. And I would make sure to listen every week because he's a sure bet.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. I got two tickets to Paradise. And it's, you know what? It's Somewhere in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hi, this is Crystal Kale, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin, and you're listening to Mark Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Miracle Laurie from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse. There are three flowers in a vase, and I'm listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Erin Hill, and you are listening to Mark on Blog Talk Radio and Somewhere in Vegas. Mark is a great guy.
Hi, this is Sean Pulaski. I'm still trying to figure out Mark Pico's sexuality, but I know you're listening to Somewhere Live in Vegas.
Here you go, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were she. I'm sorry. Get out of the tent. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this is Lance and Anna from Free Radio. And Anna?
And you're listening to Somewhere in Vegas.
Yes.
My favorite.
You know, that's usually what happens with me. I go to Vegas and I get lost, and so I end up somewhere in Vegas.
Somewhere in Vegas.
But I just don't know where it is.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, word.
Get ready. It's going to be hot. It's in Vegas. Check out Mark. Be there or be square.
Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Mark the Q. I'm your host. I'm very privileged to have a singer-songwriter out of Canada, originally from Australia. Very, very talented. His new album is currently out right now. It's called Sugar and Cream. And he has a new single out as well called Pleasure to Have Met You. And that song's out worldwide right now, as it were. I'm very privileged to have my guest at this time. Billy Grime is on with us right now. Are you there, Billy?
How you doing?
I'm good. How's everything going for the past couple weeks?
It's very busy. Very busy. I love it. It's great to get my songs out there and getting a good reaction to the songs. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, the new single's out right now, and the new album's out right now as well. I mean, how's it been for you to kind of see some of the feedback from some of the fans that have been listening to some of your music?
It's very, very positive. I get all kinds of feedback from all different kinds of people from all walks of life. It's really cool because, when it comes to age, seems like the young crowd likes it and the older crowd likes it, which is really good. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tradition to say a singer-songwriter, and just reading into you a little bit, the idea of a singer-songwriter nowadays, it seems like we're getting a comeback where we're starting to see some more prominent singer-songwriters kind of step to the forefront and talk a little bit about everyday life and the struggles and the triumphs of everyday people as well. Kind of tell us a little bit about your inspiration in terms of your songwriting.
Well, I get my inspiration from all kinds of personal experiences, especially. I've had pain. I've had a whole thing. Every song has a little bit of me in it. So that's what I really like. My kids inspire me with certain things, and I get inspired with things that go on. And friends of mine, I write stuff about. Name one song, for example. I'll give you an example. The song "I Miss You, Baby," It's about a friend that had breast cancer. You know, when it comes to You Mean the World to Me, it's about my kids. I get it from all over, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that speaks to a lot of people in general, the idea of, you know, just everyday life things. I mean, just, you know, talking about having kids or talking about friends that are going through a struggle, you know, and obviously, you know, that does, you know, those kind of stories do kind of ring true to through different people as well. I mean, have you seen people talk to you about, you know, these certain songs and say, oh, you know, this song really speaks to me?
Oh, absolutely. On a few occasions, I've had I'll give it, once again, I Miss You Baby, a friend of mine, well, actually a person that I had never met before had found my name and got in touch with me to tell me that her husband had passed away in her arms, basically, 3 years ago, and that song did it. It's like she said to me, it's like you were there. She goes, you brought my feelings back, you know, when I heard this song, and she's a musician too, actually, and she said, I picked up my guitar and started playing. So stuff like that really, really hits me, you know. I'm also had a song called Picture of You and Me, and that's a tribute to the armed forces. I've had people from the armed forces actually call me to tell me that, thank me, because, you know, they've lost loved ones in the war.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you kind of reach out to, you know, everyday people. And, I mean, a lot of these are everyday problems to certain people. And certain things actually touch people that way. So, I mean, that's really great to be able to do that as well. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You said you're originally from Australia and all that as well. When did you start songwriting?
Well, I started singing when I was about 8 in the choir. And, you know, then I started picking up my guitar at a very young age, too, and I started tried to write some songs. Probably was about maybe 10 or 11, but, you know, it was all songs that you know, mom, you went to work and blah, 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 whatever. But, you know, I've always written, though. And I learned a lot over the years, and I've never looked back. I've sung all kinds of stuff. I've had in the years way back when, I had some stuff up in Europe, but that was years ago. And you know, then I took a break, but I kind of had to get back into it because I miss it. So here we are with this album. It's my third album, and I love it. It's just a whole different story. Like, you know, my life's changed a lot, and. So it's, you know, overall, I've never stopped singing. And I picked up piano on the side. So I write on piano. Sometimes I write on guitar. Yeah, and that's how I do my writing.
Is guitar and piano the only two instruments you know, or do you know other instruments?
I have been dying to learn the saxophone, actually. I love saxophone. I have a saxophone sitting in front of me, and actually I've been trying to learn it, but... doesn't sound too hot when I play it, so I gotta get some, got some experience enough to show me what to do and whatnot. But the saxophone is something also I really like. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's great to be able to hear that. I mean, a lot of musicians like to just experiment with different forms of it. I think my guest last week was taking up the ukulele, so yeah, there, it's really interesting to kind of experiment, and it does kind of enrich your sound a little bit, and you know, gives you something to kind of go back on as well. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to writing a song, I mean, have you found it more often than not that you write the melody first and then write the lyrics, or is it vice versa?
Good question. It's I constantly carry a little tape recorder with me, and you know, sometimes it's just something I say that might think, hey, that's a good hook for a song. Like, it could be like, you know, You Mean the World to Me. Oh, that's kind of cool. If I start singing sometimes out of the blue, I just start recording that hook, and I just record that hook over and over and over, and then basically sometimes I pick it up with the piano, sometimes I play with the guitar. And sometimes I just, if I'm just sitting here in my little family room with my guitar and I'm just kind of fooling around, and so whatever comes first. But usually I tend to come up with a line. I seem to come up with a hook line, lyric-wise. And that's where I take it from usually.
Probably, what's probably the fastest you've written a song?
The fastest? Probably half an hour.
Yep.
And the longest? Well, I've had, you know, songs where I've taken, and it's funny, I'm going to bring up Miss You Again, I Miss You Baby Again. The chorus for that song I wrote in high school, and I just never put it anywhere, and then it just seems to fit. You know, 30 years later, here we are, and I just redid that song. I wrote that song, and I put that part from high school, I put it into my song, which is, I find it very touching. You know,
yeah.
I was about 17 years old when I wrote that part, the chorus part.
Yeah, that brings me to another question. I mean, y'all obviously look back at some of the stuff that you may have written in the past and, you know, come back to it as well. I mean, that's something that you do often, you know, once in a while, just to take a look and see what things you had back in the day, and, you know, kind of develop an idea that maybe wasn't right back in the day, and, you know, feel
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, definitely. I love looking back. It's amazing because, you know, you when you're younger, you write your stuff, but at the same time, you put it aside. You know, you're so caught up in the present sometimes. So I do look back from time to time to see what I have written. Two of the songs from my first album, I put them on this album, Caroline and Baby Please Don't Cry. There are two songs that I put on from my first album because I think I'm more experienced now, I'm older and more mature, and I learned a lot more. So I want to kind of change the flavor of them. So they're kind of a bit more country-ish. So yeah, Caroline and Baby Please Don't Cry are two older songs that I had written in the past.
Now, you know, when it comes to, you know, selecting songs, because, again, it's kind of off of what you're saying, kind of what was the process for you on this album to kind of decide on the songs? And, I mean, obviously there were some songs that didn't make the album that could go for your next one as well. But, you know, tell me a little bit about that process, about trying to choose the songs for this album.
It was hard because, you know, you want to put them all on, but, you know, at the same time, you know, you shouldn't. And I think I want to have a blend. So, you know, I like Motown stuff, so I want to... So when it came to Calendar Girl, you know, it's got the horn section in it. I really like that. So I didn't want to leave that out. But at the same time, you know, I had Pleasure to Have Met You, or same thing when it comes to Baby Please Don't Cry. It's kind of more country-ish, a little bit of country. So I want to have a bit of everything because it's all about how I feel inside. So Calendar Girl's got the horns, Sugar and Cream's got the horns, and I love horns. But I just didn't want it to sound all the same. So I kind of put a whole bunch of different styles kind of, and just to kind of make it fit because it's all about me. It's all me.
Now you've you know, you've had a couple albums under your belt before going into this one. I mean, how is it for you to come into the studio, and have you learned a lot since the first album about what to expect when you're going into the studio and kind of the process and what makes things a little bit easier in terms of laying down tracks?
Definitely. Well, you know, I think the first thing to do is if you can't find that engineer and producer that would understand what you mean, what you feel. It's great. So, you know, I met Peter Swan, who's my producer and engineer. And after the second song was done, we kind of knew exactly what we were thinking. I could tell you what he was thinking while we were sitting there looking or trying to write that song. We could hear the same things. You know, so like Calendar Girl, you know, I started with the piano with a groove, and we could both hear horns at it. And so... having the right engineer producer is a big, big thing. It's a positive thing. And, you know, when you get good musicians, it's even better. It just blends all together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously having worked with with you know, with in studio and all that as well. I mean, how's it for you to be able to see the process as well? And as an artist, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've kind of you know, been, you know, listening and seeing how your producer is working all that as well. I mean, was it, you know, kind of, have you learned a lot about in terms of the producing end of things, you know, and how his job is, and is that something that you might look forward to in the future?
Yeah. I'd say my the way I do it is that usually I like to lay down the bed tracks, and then you know, I take it home and just let it sit, and then we come in and do the instruments and whatnot, and I'll do the lead vocals, and then I just let it sit for a little bit longer, bring it back in, and start doing the harmonies. And once the song is kind of almost finished, then I just let it sit and rest my mind, because, you know, the ear gets tired hearing the same thing over and over and over again. So the idea is you listen to the song, you get it done, you let it sit for a week, don't listen to that song, you bring it back, and it's like fresh ears, and next thing you know, you got all these different ideas popping up. You think, you know, listen, I just missed that, I want to put that in. Or, you know, a little hook here and there with a guitar, maybe a horn shot, whatever. But, yeah, the process of writing any song for me would be once I put the bed tracks down and get the instruments in and do the lead vocals. And once I put some harmonies in, at the end of that, I just let it sit and bring it back out after a week or so. And find out what we missed.
Yeah, now you've actually put out a couple of videos. You have on your page right now on BillyGrima.com. You have two of your videos out right now, I Miss You Baby and Calendar Girl. What was it like for you to shoot videos for this album?
It's awesome. Actually, I got six out there right now, six videos right now, actually. I have Gregory D'Souza, who's an old friend of mine, who's done a great job of filming, and we do the storyline, we sit, and then we just sometimes we take days, different days to just film it, depending what the mood is in. We need green screen or no green screen. But we write on the storyline and we try and shoot it in about a week or so. Yeah, so I just finished filming, actually, Pleasure to Have Met You was released, I think, a week and a half ago. But, yeah, I have Pleasure to Have Met You. What am I thinking? I'm thinking You Mean the World to Me, Calendar Girl, Picture of You and Me, and what else is there? I'm just trying to think now. Wow.
Yeah, I Miss You, Baby.
Oh, yeah,
There one.
With You. Yeah. And but there's six videos right now, and we're working on our seventh.
Yeah, now, you know, looking at, but you're probably the first video you've shot versus, right, you know, you're going into your seventh right now. Again, have you learned a lot from the process?
Oh, yes, we have. Oh, yeah, definitely we have. They're getting better, and we're putting a lot more thought into it, you know. I'm not a big fan of the green screen, so we try not to use the green screen at all. You know, having a gentleman like Greg D'Souza, who's done the videos, I think he's done an amazing, tremendous job. And same thing. It's nice to have a team that can work together, and I think it's great. He's right, the right match.
Yeah, what was probably your favorite one to shoot?
Oh, boy. I'd have to say there are two favorite ones that I shot. I like You Mean the World to Me with my daughter, and I would have to say probably the last one, which is Pleasure to Have Met You. Yeah. Actually, Calendar Girl is another fun one, too. They all have their good things. Yeah, actually, Calendar Girl was fun, too. But I would say probably they were the top three. Yeah, my favorite three so far.
Yeah, you've been doing some performing as of late as well. I mean, do you like more intimate stages, or do you like the big stage?
If it was an intimate stage, it would be the smaller stage. I would say just an acoustic guitar. It would be kind of nice. But at the same time, if there's a big crowd, I love it too. You know, I take it all in. It's great because we get the crowd going, everybody's singing, and everybody's having a great time. So I do like that. The intimate, more intimate, I would probably play a different song, more the slower type, you know, not so much up-tempo. Because also when it's so quiet, I like to have people feel what I'm singing in that little closed environment.
So you don't have any preference, it's just a different style for you.
Yeah, the bigger the crowd, the easier it is. The smaller the crowd, the harder it is. That's how I find it. I get more nervous singing in front of a small crowd, so the bigger the crowd, the better I feel. Yeah.
Very interesting to say the least as well. I mean, you know, like I said, you're kind of out doing some of the stuff right now. What's going on with you right now? How does the rest of the year look for you?
Well, we're getting busy with getting gigs booked up, and we're just doing a lot of, you know, playing a lot around in Canada here and just Ontario area. But I would love to come out to the U.S. and do some gigs there. It'd be great, actually. I'd love to do some.
Go ahead.
Would love to do some work for the armed forces or we do charity work for like cancer and. And also, I'd love to do some shows for the armed forces. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. I mean, I've known quite a few artists that have made the trip overseas to entertain the armed forces as well. And they always love the experience to be able to do that for troops. It's great to be able to hear that. Hopefully you can make it down here in the U.S., you know, I kind of wish here in Vegas we had a lot more of a country kind of Americana venue here. We tend to get a lot of rock acts out here, but it should be pretty interesting to see if you can branch out here to the U.S. a little bit more as well. When is the next video coming out? Do you know?
Well, we're actually filming. We're redoing Picture of You and Me. And that's the one about the armed forces. I have two versions of that right now. Actually, one is my daughter sang it, and then I redid it myself. But I'm redoing it now because I'd like to do it and get it out there for Memorial Day as a tribute. Yeah. So we want to do that and hopefully have it out there by before Memorial Day. Yeah, Picture of You and Me.
That's great to hear. And then you guys can go to billygrima.com, and then all of his all of his social media is there, his Facebook, his Twitter, et cetera. You can buy his album.
YouTube, yeah,
you
got YouTube too, yeah.
So you guys make sure and use YouTube and all that as well. So you make sure you check that out as well. And you can also check out some of his songs out there as well over at billygrima.com. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to say thank you for having me on your show, first of all. It's great to be on the show, and I've heard a lot of good things about your show, which is fantastic. I just want to play and sing to people that would listen, and I also want to thank the audience out there who are listening to my music and looking at it and checking out the YouTube stuff, and I want to thank you. Thank you all.
No problem. Best of luck to you in the rest of the year. I look forward to the new video coming out, and like I said, hopefully you make it down here to the U.S. at some point.
I will come and pay you a visit.
Okay, will do. Thanks a lot, Billy, for the time, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Okay, cheers.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Billy Grimer, everybody. You guys can check him out. BillyGrimer.com. That's BillyGrima.com. Like I said, you can listen to his music there. You can see his music videos as well. And hopefully all some upcoming tour dates, especially for you guys up in Canada that are lucky enough to be able to catch them as well. Next week, I believe I just booked my next week's show at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. We are going to have a really cool gal. Her name is, let me give it up to see if I can find it. I'm really excited about getting this person too. So Erica Austin. And what's cool about this gal is that she is a comic book artist and writer. She has a new app out, so people can read her comic book called Against the Grain. I'm really interested in talking to her a little bit about, you know, comics. She has a female heroine in her comics. So I'm interested to see what's going on with that. We'll talk a little bit about the comic book culture and how that's being changed. especially digitally. We'll also talk a little bit about, you know, about you know, a female being in the comic book world and how that's been changed as well. A lot of ethnicity is coming into the comics as well, so we'll talk to her a little bit about that as well. That'll be next week at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Monday. I've been kind of slacking on my Thursday throwback shows. Things have been busy as of late, so I more than likely won't have one this week, but I'll try to see if I can't do one next week as well. And 2 weeks from the day, we are going to have, let's see, Doug Briney back on. Doug actually has a pretty cool campaign going on with the Parkinson's organization, National Parkinson's organization. I can't remember off the top of my head what the name of the actual thing is, but a National Parkinson's organization. He's helped written a new song, a new single, and we'll be talking a little bit about his idea behind it and all that as well, and we'll catch up with him on what's going on as well. And that'll be in 2 weeks at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, so definitely check that out as well. Before we head out, I've got a little thing coming up. Usually about half an hour after my show, we had him on a couple weeks ago from the Rhyme Impersonator Show. The Rhyme Impersonator Show happens right after mine. We're privileged to have the host of that show on as a guest. So we have decided to do a little bit of exchange. I have yet to give him my promo, but you know, after this show, we can always wait a half an hour, then go back and listen to the Rhyme Impersonator Show. So without further ado, let me play his promo, and then I'll come back and I'll kind of wrap things up. So here we go. Let's see, where is it? Let's see if we can find it. There we go. Here we go. Here's the Rhyme Impersonator Show's promo. I think it's pretty cool.
Tune in to the hottest new online broadcasting station, the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, broadcasting live in high-definition stereo every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. That's every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show with celebrity host Rich Lava Jr., baby, and co-host
Lena K.
Guests can call in live at 619-924-9876. That's 619-924-9876. The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, a show that supports new up-and-coming artists and business startups, and also provides you with inspiration and positive energy that will help enrich your daily lives. America, get ready to laugh and live life to the fullest with the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. If you would like to advertise in our radio show, then please call Bina Kondapalli at 212-470-0871 and visit our website at icpentertainment.com. Where we from, baby?
New York.
There you go. Boys over at the Rhyme Impersonator Show, definitely check that out as well. And that happens about an hour after our show ends usually. So definitely check them out as well. Like I said, we'll be back next week. I think it's going to be a great, exciting May with a couple great guests. Like I said, next week we are going to have Erica Austin on next week, and then two weeks from the night we'll have Doug Briney back on the show. So definitely check us out. VegasPodcasting.com. Also, I've been negligent in terms of trying to update that site. I will do so. But you can also follow us on Twitter at SWIV. That's at SWIV, and Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook. So definitely check that out as well. We'll see you guys coming up on Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, with a very talented comic book artist and computer whiz, Erica Austin. We'll talk to you guys then.